Okay, who else would like to come and have an experience so I can demonstrate? Dave? Sure, come on up. Okay, so this, you'll have to practice this in practice session, all right? Which side? It doesn't matter. Okay. Thank you, so that the group can see this, that you were willing to come back up. So you thought of some unresourceful feeling that comes up?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. When does that happen?
When I approach investors and ask them to invest with me.
Okay. So this is...
When I approach investors and ask them to invest with me.
Okay. So when you are approaching a new client?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the feeling?
Feeling of inadequacy. I don't realize the what I'm bringing to the table.
Okay, so I want you to put yourself there. You're approaching somebody new about investing with you.
Okay.
Okay, and you call this a feeling of inadequacy. What happens inside your body? I want you to put yourself there, imagining you have a new investor here in front of you. What signs and signals do you get inside your body?
Like shrink.
You shrink?
Shrink.
Okay, where, you mean?
Here, shrink.
Okay.
Here, shrink.
Okay, in here. So,
in here, shrink.
Okay, so it's like you're imploding. You shrink. Okay.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, you shrink inside.
Yes.
Okay. And if that were an emotion, what emotion goes with shrinking?
So actually, it's hard for me to describe because I'm sort of like taking myself out of that. It's like,
okay, well,
I'm dissociating right like immediately.
Okay, be in it and tell me what happens. Be there, shrinking.
I feel embarrassed. I feel. Fear of rejection.
Okay, that would be the primary one probably.
Yeah.
A fear of rejection comes up.
Yeah.
And where in your body do you get this fear of rejection? It's probably not in your head. Where in here do you feel that fear of rejection?
Low, really low base.
Mm-hmm.
Like first chakra.
First chakra.
So the yoga person.
Okay, first chakra, down here. It's a survival thing. Okay, okay. Fear of rejection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here and heart.
And at the base level. Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right, enough explanation. I want you to go there and feel it. Feel it fully. I'm sorry.
It's hard. I keep on dissociating immediately.
All right. Let's talk to this part of you that has, in the past, tried to get you to dissociate from that, because it's not pleasant, is it?
No.
No, it's no fun to shrink and feel embarrassed
and fear
of rejection.
Yeah. Yeah.
Assure that part that you really appreciate that has protected you this way all these years.
Okay.
And ask it for this purpose so that you can resolve this.
My breathing's becoming really intense.
Yeah. Ask it if it will just allow you to feel this long enough to find out where it started. That's right, we've got it. Okay.
Okay.
So feel the feeling.
Yeah.
I'm just going to anchor it as it comes up.
Can't dissociate it.
No. Let the feeling take you back in time. You've had this experience many times. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Let your unconscious mind guide you back to the first time you were afraid somebody was going to reject you.
Yeah.
Yeah. How far back does it go?
I think I was 3 or 4 years old.
Okay. Whew. Thank you. That was enough. Okay. Now, stepping back from that.
Yeah.
What happened? Over there. See it over there. You can dissociate. I know you know how.
Okay.
Don't look at me. I don't have the answers. Look at a 3 or 4 year old Dave over there. Did they call you Dave or little Davey or?
No, it's David.
David. See David over there when he's about 3 or 4.
Yeah.
What is happening that's creating this fear of rejection?
You really want me to tell you what happened?
Mm-hmm. Just, do you have an idea of it? Who is it? How many other people are involved?
One other person.
One other person is involved, and there's this fear of rejection. Okay.
Yeah.
What does that little boy need? What resource does he need inside of him when he's 3 or 4 that will allow him to let go of this fear?
Probably perspective.
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 What's that?
Well, it's a 3 or 4 year old little boy. He doesn't really know anything. He's like totally innocent.
Uh-huh.
And he's like completely embarrassed over something that is like nothing.
Okay, so would he have inside him?
Yeah.
That would allow him to not be embarrassed, to just be nonchalant about it. What would you give him? If you could give him anything now that would give him this perspective that you talk about, what internal resource does he need? Is it trust?
Probably confidence, I don't know.
Confidence, yeah. Okay.
And again, perspective.
Okay.
Seeing that it wasn't really about him, it was about the other person.
Yeah, if he'd known what the 4 agreements were. That kid had known, don't take anything personally. This isn't about you. This is about this person, right?
Yeah.
If he had known that, what you just heard about today, that other people are just doing whatever they do, and it's really not about you, would it have been different for him?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right, I'll shake that all off.
Twirl around.
You can't turn it.
Do the hokey pokey.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's on. Some of you probably don't even know that.
I was singing your song at lunchtime.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right.
Okay.
Those experiences where now you know this wasn't about you.
Yes.
Yeah. What's, and that thing that you call perspective.
Well, it definitely wasn't about me. It definitely wasn't about
me.
I mean, it might have been, but it was probably other stuff.
So not related to anything, anything that might have to do with you presenting your ideas to a new investor. When are you confident? And when do you have that kind of perspective? Under what circumstances? Where do you trust yourself that you know it's not about you?
Doing a deal?
Hmm?
Doing a deal? Doing a business deal?
Doing a business deal?
Yeah.
When you're actually doing the deal?
Yeah.
You trust yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, and what does that feel like in your body, that confidence, when you're doing a business deal?
You feel like you're on top of the world. It's like a game and it's fun.
Show me what that looks like. Show me what it looks like when you're on top of the world and it's a game and it's fun.
Yeah. So bad I'm only looking at you, not at everyone else.
That's okay. Chill down.
Okay.
Okay, what do you look like when you're on top of the world? Show us all.
Kind of like floating.
Okay.
Stand up taller.
Okay, so stand up taller.
Yeah.
Float. Be on top of the world.
Yeah.
And notice where you feel that. I'll bet your whole body's lighter.
Yeah, I feel like I'm floating.
Okay.
Yeah, totally.
All right, feel that floating sensation.
Yeah.
On top of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, be there, closing a business deal, feeling that confidence.
Yes.
Now, if we send that, let me ask you, if that confidence were a color, what color would it be? What color is this?
Yeah, any color, it doesn't matter.
Okay, if it were a symbol, a symbol of confidence, what would it be?
Giant. Like a rock, like a, like, you ever see that the commercial for it's Prudential, they have that rock there?
That rock, okay. Send that rock over to that.
Like a mountaintop.
Yeah, send that rock over to that 3 or 4 year old kid. Over there, and notice how he changes. Send him this, I'm on top of the world, this isn't about me.
Yeah.
Send that rock over to him and notice what changes for him.
thinks it's like funny, the other person's reaction.
Good. So now he can...
He's like laughing about it.
Okay. Now he can laugh at it.
Yeah.
So again, now we're not just going to see him. Imagine you are that 3 or 4 year old kid.
Yes.
Yeah. With the rock and this feeling.
Yeah.
And this is a laughing matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost feel like I want to do it over and over again just to irritate and tease the person.
Oh, you naughty boy, you. Got a lot of naughty boys in here. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So if you were to take this that you just experienced for that 3 or 4 year old child.
Yeah.
And you were to put that into your body every time you went to approach somebody about investing with you.
Yes.
What shifts?
I like the way you're raising it up. It's a sliding, anchor.
I'm actually kind of lifting the feeling up a little bit. Yeah, because it's light, right?
Yeah. I'll have to think about it. Let me see if I can...
On top of the world. Take that into...
Well, it makes it fun.
Okay.
Now it's fun.
All right. So imagine all those people
that you...
It's
like fun, almost like you're doing a deal. It's like that kind of thing.
Okay.
It's fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much fun are you going to have approaching people to invest?
Like this, a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Shake that off.
Phew.
Now think about approaching an investor.
Still a little nervous.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there might be something else there besides the fear of rejection.
Okay, but I feel better.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So your job is to figure out what else do I need here?
Okay.
You're feeling better.
Yes.
About the fear of rejection, but
right.
there might be something, another underlying feeling there.
What's that?
You believe in what you invest in.
That's part of the problem, is because I do, but I don't value it as much as the investors value it. Mm-hmm. I just think it's nothing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem that hard to do.
Mm. So your job, I don't want to keep
the
group too much longer, is to figure out what else. So this might not be about this 3 or 4 year old boy.
Yeah.
What's
being
left?
Multiple things.
It could be something else that's coming up that says, find out where this started and what else you need.
Okay.
Okay, now that you can be on top of the world and lighten up.
Yeah.
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 Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.